It's gotten easier and cheaper to buy clothes over the past several years as fast fashion has become more prevalent. But lower prices do not mean fewer costs associated with inexpensive fashion. With me to talk about that is Elizabeth Klein, a journalist and author based in New York City. Her book is called Overdressed: The Shockingly High Cost of Cheap Fashion. And Elizabeth, how serious is this issue that clothes are able to be produced more quickly and cheaply now, which has kind of led to the lack of a down market for them?
I would say that, to me, the biggest issue within fashion is just that it's unsustainable across the board from an environmental standpoint. So, you know, as the consumption of clothing has gone up, the impact of the clothing industry has gone up. So our consumption of clothing has doubled in the last 20 years. And, you know, the impact, the environmental impact of fashion has grown in tandem. And of course, the amount of waste that the fashion industry is producing has grown in tandem as well. And I think, too, the secondhand industry hasn't seen any real disruption or innovation in a very long time. So the way that we deal with unwanted clothes and textile waste hasn't changed. So it hasn't caught up with this fast, disposable way of consuming clothes. We have a lot of work to do.
What are some of the ways that the secondhand industry could evolve somewhat?
The main way that the secondhand industry needs to evolve, and this is something that's being worked on, is we need to develop true textile recycling technology, meaning the ability to take fibers from old clothes, break them down and turn them back into new fibers. And there are companies all around the world that are working on those technologies as we speak. And I think that actually 2018 could be the year that some of them become commercially viable.
Well, it sounds like what you're suggesting is what we traditionally think of as recycling. You know, you put a can or a bottle or something in your recycling bin and it gets broken down and turned into something else completely, as opposed to being turned into necessarily another can or bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Most people don't realize that clothing recycling in the traditional sense of the word doesn't really exist at scale yet. So that's what we're working toward in the clothing industry and in the fashion industry as well, is true textile recycling technology.
Why does that not exist now? Like, what are the hangups between doing that for textiles versus doing that for anything else we put in our recycling bins?
Well, part of it is because the reason there hasn't been an incentive before to create textile recycling technology is, one, because the market for secondhand clothes used to be a lot more robust because clothing was much more expensive and harder to come by, so used clothes were more valuable. And then the other issue is one of quality. The quality of secondhand clothing has gone down compared to in generations past, where people would have bothered either to buy higher quality products or to fix their clothes. So now we just have a lot of really worn out clothing coming through the secondhand industry. And that material, it's a challenge.
It strikes me that in some ways the fashion and the textile industries are seeing something that we've been talking about for a while in other areas, like, you know, things are not made to last anymore. You buy a toaster and it lasts a few years and then it breaks and then you don't get it fixed because it's not worth it. You toss it and you just buy a new one because that's more cost effective. It seems like in some ways the fashion industry and the textile industry are now just starting to figure out how to deal with this issue that other areas have been dealing with for a little while.
Yeah, the disposability of fashion is kind of a newer phenomenon. I feel like that fashion has turned into a disposable good just in the last 10 to 15 years. And you can see the waste in the fashion industry kind of doubling along with our consumption. So I do think to some degree the reason why we're behind is because it's kind of like all of these trends kind of happened overnight and happened under everyone's noses.
Would it be helpful if we just bought fewer clothes?
You know, I, yes, I do think that some of fashion sustainability issues would be solved if we bought less clothing. I don't know how realistic that is. I also want to point out that there are a lot of middle-class consumers in other parts of the world that are starting to shop the way that we shop. So whether we shop, we in America shop less or not, we are going to have to make the fashion industry more sustainable. We are going to have to figure out these recycling technologies. We're going to have to close the loop on fashion and make it lower impact. That's a necessity, no matter, you know, whether Americans go back to buying 5 things a year and keeping them for the rest of their lives or not. These are just imperatives, no matter what.
All right. Elizabeth Klein is a journalist based in New York City and the author of Overdressed, The Shockingly High Cost of Cheap Fashion. Elizabeth, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.